Monday, December 17th, preparations for the trial begin. And Phil plans to write these coded notes.
Now that his phone privileges have been cut off, Phil needs to communicate with Press Cochran. He does that by doing notes. So the newspaper reporter and a friend of Phil's visits him in jail.
That was Lee Krupnik, the Tulsa World photographer.
Yes. Phil takes a pen and writes a coded note that he gives to Lee to give to press. He gave that coded note to Lee to deliver to press. Press went and told the authorities and decoded that message and went ahead and gave it to Preston. They thought that Phil may have had some gang members of his own, that possibly he didn't act alone, that there were others involved. And by using and deciphering and intercepting these coded notes, they might find out who these other members of Phil Kennemer's gang would be. In fact, there wasn't any other members. It was just Phil himself.
We're into 1935 now, and Friday, January 4th, Phil is formally charged along with 59 other defendants. And by the way, material I used in research is the book that Jim wrote, Murder in the Name of Love, the Phil Kennemer Trial, which will be in our further reading section, is also available on Amazon. We bring ourselves to Wednesday, January 9th, and the new sheriff, Garland Mars, changed jail rules.
Phil was not allowed any contact. The only people that could see him in jail were no longer his friends. It would be either his family or his attorney. Yep, there was a new sheriff in town, and the sheriff had new rules. And now Phil was going to be even more isolated. Matter of fact, I think they took a lot of the niceties, things out of his cell, and left him with basically a bed and a bureau. And that was it. It was time that if he's a criminal, he should be treated like one.
The county attorney, Holly Anderson, says the state's witnesses are being tampered with. That adds more intrigue.
There is a lot more intrigue. Because of the prominence of this murder trial and involving kids in this exclusive neighborhood of wealthy people, they don't feel that Phil can get a fair trial. So they decide to move the trial to Pawnee, Oklahoma, which is about an hour just west of Tulsa. They go through jurymen. Now, women weren't allowed to serve on the jury back then. It was just men only. So what they would do is call these people up and talk to them about becoming a juror for this murder trial. And now they think that some of these people may have been tampered with. In other words, somebody's going to them, trying to influence them to see that Phil can get off, that Phil would be not guilty in this crime.
Sunday, February 10th, in Pawnee, hundreds of people are showing up because they hope to see the defendant, because he's coming from Tulsa, is that it?
They're bringing Phil from the Tulsa County Jail over to Pawnee and get him ready to go for trial that next morning. And it is a media circus. People are there to sell their wares. People from all, I mean, old, young, Boy Scout troops, whatever, they're all there. And people are there trying to sell their wares to make money because now here's some prominent, wealthy people probably coming in from Tulsa, the oil capital of the world at that time. And they want to capitalize on trying to make a little extra money in that, I'm sure.
Hotels are sold out. Hundreds of people arriving in buses, trains, and cars. Private homes are renting out rooms. Courthouse makes accommodations for 62 reporters, and I think also from some foreign countries, as a matter of fact.
There were so many different reporters. The courthouse had to be remodeled, so to speak, to accommodate all these reporters coming from all over the United States. It was amazing. They had a special room just for the reporters. There were so many reporters that it was filling up the courtroom, and they had to leave seats open for people who were going to testify or for family members. It was truly a media circus.
Along about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Phil arrives at the Pawnee County Courthouse, and they get to see Phil. Some of them do, at least, I suppose. They try to take pictures. Lee Krupnik of the Tulsa World tried to take pictures. Phil curses at him.
Because Phil found out that Lee was intercepting these coded messages and felt like he had been deceived. That here's a friend of his that he could trust that actually deceived him. And now he's mad.
Yeah.
And Lee wants to get a photograph of Phil, but Phil won't turn. Phil won't let him. He won't face the camera for Lee to take a picture of him. What pictures he does get, Lee sets the camera on the table next to Phil, And Phil is trying to move over a little bit to maybe knock the camera off to expose the film and really mess with Lee.